exceptional teaching requires reflective practice. That practice has to be reflective both for the professor and also for the student. Like, we have to reflect on our learning for learning to actually take place. It has to include critical thinking. We need to challenge the assumptions that we have and really ask about those assumptions. We need to be challenged. Like, if everything's easy, you're not actually growing. Just like when you're working out, if everything is easy, you're probably not gaining any muscle. If everything is easy while you're in school, you're probably not learning anything new. Your brain isn't being stretched in any new way. And also, we need to care for the whole student.